This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Last month's flooding in southwestern Colorado has prompted Governor Polis to ask for a federal disaster declaration. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
If Colorado gets the major disaster declaration, it would unlock FEMA funds to help communities recovering from the historic flooding of the Animas River in mid-October. FEMA has validated just under $14 million in damages to public infrastructure. The push has support from federal and local leaders. In September, Colorado also asked for a major disaster declaration for the Elk and Lee wildfires, but has not yet gotten a response. A White House spokesperson says each request is reviewed with care and consideration to ensure American tax dollars are used appropriately and efficiently to supplement state response and recovery efforts. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell last school year climbed to their highest levels in the program's history. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Safe to Tell received 31,000 reports last year. Suicide threats were the most reported concern, followed by bullying, drugs, welfare, and school safety concerns. Some of last year's reports include one about a student being abused at home that led to a welfare check and counseling support. Students also use Safe to Tell to alert schools about self-harm, substance use, and bullying, which also led to connections to help. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the report shows kids are not okay, but also shows courage and compassion by those who stepped up to help. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News.